This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Illinois lawmakers in the House passed several gun control measures this week, a couple of them with bipartisan support. Tri-State's Public Radio takes a look at how three West Central Illinois Republicans voted. The Illinois House approved measures to ban bump stocks, increase the age requirement to purchase an assault weapon to 21, and require a 72-hour waiting period before the purchase can be completed. They also signed off on a Senate bill for state licensing of gun dealers. Representative Noreen Hammond and McComb voted no on all four measures, as did fellow Republicans Randy Freese of Quincy and Dan Swanson of Alpha. Hammond says she doesn't think this is a state issue and that any restrictions or regulations should be done at the federal level to avoid confusion.
To do this on a piecemeal basis from one state to the next and skipping this state and not including this one, including is absolutely flawed. It needs to be done so that it is all uniform from the federal government on down through all the states.
But ultimately, Hammond says her decision to vote against the gun control measures was based off of the number of calls and emails her office received. She says hundreds of people reached out in opposition of the bills, and only a few asked her to support them. The House bills will still need approval from the Senate. If they make it to Governor Bruce Rauner's desk, Hammond says she is interested to see how he will respond. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.